MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, March 4, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. Stories we're following today, two people found dead in Haverhill. Tomorrow, Massachusetts will be holding its presidential primary. A visioning survey in Gloucester is netting some positive results. And Swampscott police are warning residents about the safety of your mail.
I'm Bill Newell, and later in sports, it was a huge Celtics win yesterday, and we have some MIAA tournament updates for you. Rick?
All right, Bill, thank you, sir. Cloudy mid-40s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 5:48 p.m. A male and a female were found fatally shot inside a residence on Broadway Street in Haverhill Sunday evening, according to Essex County District Attorney Paul Tucker and Haverhill Chief of Police Robert Pistone. Haverhill police received a well-being check call at approximately 5:43 p.m. Responding officers found a male and female deceased from apparent gunshot wounds. Their identities are being withheld pending completion of notification of next of kin. There is no known risk to the public. The incident is under investigation by the Essex County DA's office, the State Police Detective Unit, and detectives from the Haverhill Police Department. Tomorrow is Super Tuesday around the country, and Massachusetts will be holding its presidential primary along with 15 other states. Salem News State House reporter Christian Wade reports that with early voting and ballots cast through the mail, nearly 400,000 Massachusetts ballots have been cast. In Massachusetts, unenrolled voters can vote in either the Democrat or Republican presidential primary. Peabody High School ninth graders are passing their classes at a rate 20% lower than the state average. Caroline Enos writes in the Salem News that school committee member Jared Hockman says this is alarming, and high school principal Brooke Randall says that plans are already in place to bring that number up for the high school. An online survey on the vision for the city of Gloucester was completed by nearly 3,000 residents. Ethan Foreman writes in the Gloucester Times that a majority of residents likes the city's open spaces and, of course, the ocean. The three words or phrases that describe Gloucester are ocean or beach access, beautiful, and open space slash nature. This coming Saturday, March 9, the city will hold an in-person visioning workshop at the Kairos Auditorium at City Hall on 9 Dale Avenue from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. In Beverly, the Zoning Board of Appeals has approved a 55-unit condominium building to be built on the campus of the Cummings Center. Salem News reporter Paul Layton writes that the plans call for a five-story building at 50 Balch Street on the backside of the Cummings Center. Swampscott police are warning residents about checks being stolen from U.S. Postal Service mailboxes. The Daily Item is reporting today that a Swampscott resident posted on Facebook about her $5,000 check that had been stolen, and the posting drew numerous comments in the discussion. Swampscott Detective Michael Chandler says that mailbox phishing or check washing is basically what it's called, allows thieves to access the checks. One possible solution he suggests is to bring mail directly into the post office rather than deposit mail in the outside mailboxes. Swampscott police have about 15 such investigations currently underway. And according to Massachusetts State Senate Minority Leader Bruce Tarr, the legislature has just passed an important date.
We just passed a very important date in the legislature, and that is Joint Rule 10. And the Joint Rule 10 date is intended to make sure that all of the committees report all of the bills that were filed in a timely way so that they can be considered by the legislature. And one of the things that sometimes happens, Rick, is that a committee will say, we need a little bit more time on a particular bill or a particular group of bills. And that's what we're doing right now. Excuse me. Is the committees have filed for extension orders. And when those come before the body, I always have a colloquy with the relevant committee chair to say, why do you need more time? What is the subject matter of the bills that you're asking for more time on? And what is the purpose of seeking an extension? And Rick, that's a very interesting debate because folks have a right to know why the deadline wasn't met and what's happening with those bills so the bills aren't just in limbo. And so we've made tremendous progress in the Senate over the last few years on this subject of limiting the number of extension orders, the volume of extension orders, the time of the extension orders, And that's been through collaboration, bipartisan collaboration. And so that's the season that we're in right now. We have a number of additional extension orders to continue with, even as other things are happening. And one of those other things that's happening is that the House and Senate committees on Ways and Means are now holding hearings around the state relative to the budget for the upcoming fiscal year. And we can talk more about this later, Rick, but one of those is going to be in Gloucester. And so we'll be happy to provide the details with that as they become more finalized.
That's Massachusetts State Senate Minority Leader Bruce Tarr. Sports next with Bill Newell, followed by North Shore Today Extra with Salem High School boys basketball coach Tom Doyle.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
If you're a soap bar user and you're always annoyed by the fact that when you use your entire bar, you're stuck with this little sliver of soap that you don't know what to do with, hold on, because I think I have the solution for you. It's always a pain to have that little sliver of soap that we didn't really know how to use but didn't want to waste and throw away. So we invented this cute, cube-shaped soap bar that then you can place your old little soap sliver right into. There's a carved-out X in the center of the bar that then you can place your old soap sliver into. You just break up that little sliver into pieces that are two or three and it fits right inside. And bam, now you've got a brand new soap bar and you didn't have to waste anything. If that's something you're interested in and you want to support a sustainable small business, then head on over to our shop at exobath.com. You can buy one for yourself or give it as a gift. It ships anywhere in the United States and you can get 20% off your first order.
Click on to the Exobath banner at the top of our website.
This is MSO Sports bringing voice to the North Shore. The Celtics beat the Golden State Warriors yesterday 140-88. At the half, the score was 82-38. The biggest ever halftime lead for the Celts. Jaylen Brown with 29 points for the Green. The Celts return to the court tomorrow night in Cleveland. The Bruins were off yesterday. They'll play in Toronto tonight. We have a post up on our website with local tournament scores from yesterday and over the weekend and a complete listing of next games ahead for teams coming up this week. The St. Mary's girls basketball team will host Opponequit tonight in the D3 tournament. The Spartans are the defending state champs, but they lost a lot of senior talent from last year's team. But Coach Jeff Newhall tells us the expectations still remain high for his team.
It's a work in progress. It's the one thing, like I said day one, we're never going to say we lost or we did this or we didn't do that because we're young. We did lose a lot, but a lot of these kids are seasoned basketball players, even if they're freshmen or sophomores. They've been in the program, or they've played at a high level of travel or AAU basketball. So the expectations are always the same here, no matter what we put on the court. We do, we're 18-6. But I feel like the games, even some of the wins, but the majority of the losses, we learn stuff from, and we continue to learn.
St. Mary's athletic director and girls basketball coach Jeff Newhall. We have interviews up with boys hoop coaches from the weekend, Rockport, Manchester Essex, and Salem. In high school hockey over the weekend, St. John's Prep in the D1 tournament beat Wellesley 7-1 to advance to the Sweet 16. Their next game will be on Thursday. On Saturday, they had 7 goals in their win. This is Coach Christian Hansen on his scores.
The game was scored by Caleb White. Caleb's from Danvers. He's a senior. His line played really well. He played with Cooper Hosmer. Cooper's a sophomore. Cooper had 2 goals yesterday. And senior Cam Umla's on that line. So that line accounted for 3 goals of our 7. So they had a nice day. And Jake Vanna had 2 goals on the first line. And, both set up by his line mates. The first one on a great pass from Christian Rosa. And on his second goal was a great pass from behind the net by Johnny Ty. So he was the benefactor of a couple great passes where he was in a good shooting spot. And Mason Luciano scored a goal yesterday. Mason's from Salem. I think he scored the 7th goal of the game on the power play. Nice to get Mason involved and kind of just get more of that secondary scoring, which we're going to need going forward.
St. John's Prep hockey coach Christian Hansen. This is North Shore Today, giving voice to the North Shore, the area's only daily news and sports podcast. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell, hoping you have a great Monday. And stay tuned next for North Shore Today Extra with Salem High boys basketball coach Tom Doyle.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
This is MSO News Sports, and we are joined by Salem High boys basketball coach Tom Doyle. And Tom, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right, Tom, you are in the D3 tournament with those Witches, coming off a Friday night win, 69-40 over East Bridgewater. Let's begin right there. That was a nice margin of victory for you guys, I thought. But so tell us about the game.
The boys really stepped up and played well. They executed a great game plan on defense and also offensively, really played together as a team. And we had, you know, a couple guys really step up and do the scoring for us, with Jordan Maxson having 33 and Elian Rodriguez having 18 and 13 in the first quarter to really get us started. And then everyone else filled the role really nicely.
Tom, I want you to tell our listeners more about your team, in the sense that you have a very young backcourt. So let's start there. And I think because of that, I mean, I want to get into consistency with you and stuff, because I would think that that's one of the things that when they're right, they're great and so on. But I don't know if that's an issue, consistency with the team. But I'm thinking at this point, not so much of a problem as it might have been earlier in the year. But tell me about your backcourt and how young they are and those guys.
Yeah, we have two freshmen that have started for us every game this year. And our point guard is Elian Rodriguez, and he kind of handles the ball and controls the tempo for us. And like I said a second ago, I mean, he had a great first quarter the other night. And then they came out and tried to slow him down a little bit. And then our other freshman, Jordan Maxson, who has been our leading scorer all year long, really got hot and hit, I think, 7 threes and played excellent throughout the game. And he had 33 points. And they really led us the other night. And throughout this whole year, they've been pretty consistent overall. You know, obviously, nobody plays well every game, but overall they've been way more consistent than I would expect two freshmen to be.
I mean, they're not big either, Tom, in the sense that other teams, you know, can really focus and defend on them, I think. And so that's a great credit to what they've been able to accomplish this year.
A special year for both of them. Way ahead of expectations, in my opinion.
All right. Now, and tell us about maybe the other three, if you will, or beyond, obviously. I'm just kidding. But, you mentioned your two guards, rather. But you got some football players from that Super Bowl team contributing as well.
Yeah, and I think that played a big part for them having such huge success this year. And they're great athletes. And the two that start and three that play really are. And Devontae's really like a starter. But we have Corey Grimes at center, we have Rocco Ryan at power forward, and we have Devontae Azuna coming off the bench. So those three guys were a big part of that Super Bowl team and all play huge roles on this team, whether it's Corey grabbing 10 rebounds the other night, a couple games he's had 15, 20 points. He'll do whatever's needed on a given night. Rocco Ryan is our utility guy. He only knows how to go 100%, and he just defended their best player and held them to 6 points the other night, or was one of the reasons he held them to 6 points. And Devontae Azuna plays really, really like a guard center for us. There's times when he's out there guarding on the center on the other team and rebounding for us. There's other times when he's bringing up the ball for us. Very, very versatile kid for us. And then two other guys that were key factors the other night, Eddie Butler, who does start for us as a guard, and Nate Lane came off the bench, banged a couple of threes, and really had a great game off the bench for us. And so those are kind of our core guys that are from the other night.
Yeah, you know, you have Corey Grimes, who is, what is he, Tom, 6'2"? Is that?
Yeah. They're generous 6'2".
Okay, fair enough. But that's big for Salem basketball, right? You know, you guys never have a lot of height traditionally in Salem, other than yourself, Tom, right? But
it is funny. I'd love to see. I've always joked through the years that I'd love to have the water tested in Salem, because we play all these other towns, and you got 6'5", 6'7", 6', you know, and Salem, we're talking about converting a you know, we're always converting 6'1", 6'2" guys into, you know, competing for the centers of other towns. And I give our guys credit. Their hearts are big, and they play much bigger than they are every year, year in, year out.
No, there's no doubt. But, you know, it's funny, Tom, I really like the mix of players that you have. Let's just say put Corey Grimes out there, for example. And, I mean, he's a great football player and a good basketball player. But then you the mixture of players that you have this year, the way they kind of fit together, if you will, it's kind of an interesting team, I think.
It's a great group of kids. A lot of them have been together for years. There's about eight seniors on the team, and, you know, they're a very tight-knit group. And then they've welcomed the underclassmen, and it's really, you know, been a great situation for me this year with the seniors setting the tone and also paving the way for the underclassmen and showing them, you know, what Salem basketball's about, the tradition and all that stuff. And these seniors have been great and instrumental in setting that tone.
One last question on just for, again, you mentioned the point totals, but what were the total points for those two freshman guards if you combine them Friday night? About
33 and 18.
Okay.
You're testing my math now. 51.
There you go. That's what. Yeah. So that's great. I mean, and that's the way the basketball. That's basketball 2024 for sure. But that's terrific. Wow.
Yep. Nope. Absolutely.
All right.
Great games.
Yeah. So Tom, now you're on to an old Rochester, and for our listeners, it's not. The high school's not in Old Rochester, it's in Mattapoisett, but that's the research I've done to prepare for you today, Tom. But so tell us about the matchup at Mattapoisett on Wednesday at 6:30.
Really, really good program. Strong program. I've watched them through the years, you know, play other teams, and they had a great game with Swampscott a few years ago, and then they're very, very strong program. Watched a bunch of their films this year, and an excellent team. The gym is going to be rocking. They bring a great fan crowd, and it's a smaller gym, and it's an old school gym, it looks like. And so I think it's just going to be a great environment. They're a great team, and we're going to have to step up and play well to make it a game.
Let me ask you here's my last question, Tom, just a big picture look at D3. I mean, it's kind of an interesting tournament for North Shore because there was a bunch of North Shore teams in it to begin with in the tournament, St. Mary's, Linfield, but now you've got Newburyport on the other side of the bracket still alive and yourselves. So what are your thoughts on the D3 tournament?
Basketball is strong and very well balanced and a lot of good quality teams. And, you know, with this new format of the power rankings, it just really changes things. And, so you have so many different matchups now and things going on, and it makes it exciting.
Probably a little harder to scout, I guess. But on the other hand, nowadays, I guess you can get stuff online that you might not have been able to get 20 years ago.
One of the few good things that came about from COVID is most people now broadcast and stream their games, which, you know, during COVID became a really big thing for schools, and they all invested in the online versions for people to watch at home, and it really has kept it going. So it's definitely helped, but not many good things came of COVID, but that's one of them.
No, I guess not. No, you're right. In fact, this past week I went out to games, but I came back home and was able to catch the ends of both the Beverly game and the Marblehead game, this week. So kind of neat, I guess. Yeah.
Yep.
All right, Tom, I'll let you go, and good luck this week at Old Rochester out in Mattapoisett. So, again, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, and have a great rest of your day.
You too. Tom, hold on the line. That's Tom Doyle, boys basketball coach at Salem High School, here on MSONewsSports.com.